The Henry Mountains near Capitol Reef National Park are said to be the last mapped place of the continental United States. But today, the Henrys are on the map, for the huge bucks that call the secluded mountains home. The problem for most hunters is how difficult it is to get a permit for the Henrys. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources has a solution.
So it just kind of helps give that opportunity for those that are really avid hunters that are passionate about it, that would like to harvest a bigger animal, kind of just have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That's kind of what this program is for, to kind of give them that cream-of-the-crop pick of their hunting choice.
That's Faith Heaton Jolly, the public relations officer for the division. She's describing the sportsman's permit, which each year allows only one hunter to harvest one animal, but they can harvest it from basically wherever they want. The sportsman permit allows hunters to visit places like the Henrys even if they cannot get a regular permit in the area. And Jolly says that's what makes it so special. In fact, over 54,000 people applied for the permits last year. The applications open October 23rd and close November 13th. Prospective hunters pay a $10 application fee for each species, and Jolly says that money goes right back into conservation.
That money really helps fund a lot of the work that the division does to kind of, you know, make these habitat areas better for these different species.
A computer program randomly selects the permit recipient, who then has to pay an additional fee for the license. Hunters can apply for the one permit for animals like elk, deer, and pronghorn, but can also snag the coveted permit for a black bear, a cougar, or a mountain goat. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.